From Washington, this is VOA News. Doubts are affecting expectations of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against the militants. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. Former IS fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capabilities. Here is U.S. military spokesman Peter Cook.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons and will continue to inform our operations into the future.
A capture of the Islamic State operative by U.S. forces was reported earlier this month, but his identity and roles in the militant group's chemical weapons program was not disclosed until this week. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. He spoke to the UN Security Council and said abuse undermines the trust the UN has from the people it protects. UN mission in the Central African Republic has been the subject of most of the sexual abuse and exploitation allegations. This is VOA News. President Obama welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House Thursday for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters.
Canada is an extraordinarily valued member of the global coalition fighting ISIL, tripling its personnel to help train and advise forces in Iraq, stepping up its intelligence efforts in the region, and providing critical humanitarian support.
Prime Minister Trudeau said the friendship between the U.S. and Canada goes far beyond any two individuals or ideologies. He said he has confidence in the American people and looks forward to working with whomever they choose as the next president. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee says that Iran's missiles launched are sparking stronger resolve to renew and boost U.S. sanctions on Tehran. Senator Bob Corker tells VOA he's working with lawmakers of both parties to extend the Iran Sanctions Act, which was suspended as part of last year's nuclear accord with Tehran.
In the event there are violations, the snapback provisions that are part of the agreement that was agreed to at the UN mean that there has to be something to snap back to. So extending that, dealing with the conventional weapons and dealing with ballistic missiles are three areas that I think we have a possibility of reaching consensus on.
U.S. sanctions law regarding Iran targets international investment in the country. It remains on the books but will expire at the end of the year unless Congress extends it. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has counseled against a rush extending the Iran Sanctions Act and suggested patience during the implementation of the international nuclear deal with Iran. Japan is mourning the thousands who lost their lives in a massive earthquake and tsunami 5 years ago. The quake struck offshore, causing huge waves along vast portions of the coastline, killing more than 18,000. This 65-year-old man survived the March 11, 2011 disaster. He said it is that the people of the region still feel the scars and that many, he says, are still struggling to restart their lives. The tsunami crippled the Fukushima nuclear power plant, where meltdowns in three reactors spewed radiation over a wide area of the countryside, contaminating water, food, and air. More than 160,000 people were evacuated. Most have resettled outside their hometowns and have begun new lives.
That's the latest world news from VOA.